So just a few Easter Sunday morning thoughts to share with you. So I'd just like to start with this thought. What have a Lego kit, Bryony and Daniel's new front porch, and the Easter story got in common? They all needed a builder with a plan. Easter bank holiday weekend is one of the busiest DIY weekends in the year in the UK. Everything surges. Painting, decorating, accidents, falling off ladders, the whole lot surges. Did you know that is a very suitable Christian pastime for the Easter weekend? Because in fact, God is a builder. It tells us in Scripture that every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. And in fact, could Easter itself be the best DIY project of all time? Just excuse me a moment. There's just somebody out here. Let's just see what's going on.
Yeah. Hello. I've been asked to pop along to my gaffer's asked me to pop along.
Okay.
To measure up for a quote for work that has still needs to be done.
Okay.
It won't take long.
Okay.
Looking around, it's an absolute mess. I wouldn't have done all this.
Oh, typical builder,
right? Yeah. But when you work for the best in the business, the standards are very, very, very high.
Okay.
I've been working for the same boss for years now. Great firm, GT Father and Son. Family run business of master builders. Temple construction is their speciality. Building always has been trade to be in. But this building boom in Jerusalem, it's bringing in all the cowboy builders from near and far across the Roman Empire. My gaffer has been building projects well since time began, and it's always been new build. Perfect plans and design, excellent workmanship, best quality material, but somewhere along the line, the projects got taken over by the cowboys and standards have dropped considerably. They rejected the building supplies he's chosen for the job, replaced them with cheap, faulty goods that just don't last and terrible workmanship that collapse as soon as your bit of rain gets on it. So it's required quite a bit of remodeling over time. Well, now enough's enough. He's decided it's time to demolish the job and a total rebuild. He's going back to the original quality materials he planned to use, then from foundation to final detail. All these cowboys will be exactly be meant to be built. They will be out of business and his work will continue to stand the test of time. A new ultimate design on a firm foundation that will last for eternity. Nothing will be able to stand against it. New bricks and stones will carry on being added, so it'll grow and adapt almost as if it's alive. And people will come from all over the world to sign up to the workforce, happy to serve the best builder in the business. Mark my word. Anyway, best to get on. I've just got to measure up the other side and then get the quotes posted to you. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye. Thanks very much, Mr. Builder.
Anyone want an autograph?
Do you fancy working for the best builder in the business? If I sing this to you, can you reply to it? God's the builder.
Can you fix it?
God's the builder.
Yes, he can.
Fabulous, fabulous. Do you enjoy watching those? Do you enjoy watching those super quick turnaround DIY makeover designer programs? Anybody like those? Yes, yes, yes. Love those. Ever popular. From design to finished habitable state, usually from some disaster that some well-meaning husband has left behind over about 10 years ago. It's a wonderful transformation. All the challenges are overcome and you get a new, improved, beautiful version of an old room made new and lovely. Well, from the beginning of time, God, the master builder, had a plan. A plan that involved tearing down his old dwelling and rebuilding it into a totally new spiritual home in just 3 days. See, even Telly gets its ideas from the Bible. If you'd like to grab a Bible or turn to your apps, we've just got a couple of passages of scripture we're going to read together. Sorry, I haven't got my pages open in the blue Bible to tell you what page numbers they are. I'm sure someone will call it out. We're going to start in Ephesians chapter 2 with verses 17 to 22. One, 1174 in the blue Bibles, if that's what you've got. Are we okay? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 to 22. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near, for through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you're no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. And then we're going to move to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 4 to 7. Shout us out the page numbers if you've got it. 1218 in the blue Bibles, if it helps. Verses 4 to 7. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." On that first Good Friday, the demolition day, for the disciples and those around them, it must have looked like God's plan had taken a disastrous turn for the worst and the work would never be completed. Jesus died. The worldly builders, the leaders of the day who wanted to destroy Jesus and undermine the foundations of the followers that had been drawn to see them break apart, looked like they had succeeded, and his followers dispersed, disappointed and scared. But God's plan had always taken into account a 3-day project deadline. Jesus had even set it out when he said in John 2, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." He confused the leaders of the day by speaking of himself, pointing to a new, groundbreaking architectural style that would no longer need the traditional building supplies to create God's dwelling place. The disciples even had heard him and seemed to understand that this was about far more than a physical temple being built. But even so, the plan still looked like it had fallen apart. In both of those scriptures we read, they talk about this new architectural style, with Jesus Christ himself as a key building stone in the new temple, God's new dwelling. And it's really interesting when you find out that until recently, the words cornerstone and capstone were interchangeable in those places. The cornerstone is a foundational block that goes in at the base of a building, the key block that starts the foundation. And the capstone is the key block that goes in last and holds everything together. The first stone laid in the building process, the last stone placed to complete the work in which all things hold together. I've got a little model here. I'm going to need a couple of volunteers to come and help me. Would anybody be a volunteer? We've got to do it very sensibly, though. Can you do? Come on, then. We've got one volunteer. Who else? Come on, then. Yeah. Let me move the table forward. Right. Oh, you can. Come on. I need another volunteer. Yes. Come on, then, Emmanuel. Can you do it sensibly as well? Because this takes skill. This is, we are talking about proper building skills here. And of course, we've got to. You've got to put a safety helmet on the building site. Right. We have blocks here that are an unusual shape. All right, so you need to put these blocks together. You're going to have 3 each, and you're going to have to put them against the foundation stones here at the bottom and hold them up so they don't fall down. So it doesn't fit.
Okay.
All right, so Manuel, there's your 3. We'll do 3 on one side, 3 on the other. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's lovely. Okay. Yeah, that's not going to go and make an arch shape, is it? Let's see if we can make an arch shape with them. So have that starting like that. That'll just go straight up. Go on, have another go. See if you can fit them around a different way. There we go. You've got it? Right. It's not staying together. Okay, stand that arch up in the middle then. It's meant to be a lovely arch shape you're building for me. Did you drive a car onto that arch?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Colossians 1, verse 17. Jesus is the one in whom all things hold together, the keystone, the capstone, the cornerstone. Throughout the scriptures, in Psalms, David mentions it prophetically. In Matthew, Jesus says it of himself as the living fulfillment. and in Peter, as we read earlier, in its outworking, the writers refer to the unwanted building stone discarded by worldly builders that eventually becomes the cornerstone and the capstone that holds everything together in the new and extraordinary building in God's kingdom. Jesus, rejected and discarded, was that stone. So when Sunday came and when Jesus rose again, he rebuilt the temple in its new, indestructible, everlasting form, with himself as the cornerstone and capstone, the foundation and the fixing stone, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega. He redefined the materials needed to make it, a building designed to include all the individual, uneven, unfinished, bumpy, living stones across all time, who have been and will be raised and held together by Jesus, the cornerstone. We, together, are now the outworking of the new temple when we come to know Jesus. Along with the disciples, the apostles and prophets who joined Jesus in the foundational footings of the new temple, we now, through Jesus' rebuilding work on that third day in his resurrection, continue to be added to the building materials that God has chosen to make his dwelling place. We are the living stones that he is refining and reshaping and transforming to be the temple where he chooses to live by his Holy Spirit forever. So on this resurrection building day, come to him. Whether your square edges have been knocked off, or even if you're still a raw material, come to him. Whether you're just bits recycled from an old building, with the marks even of previous shoddy workmanship still on you, or if you've still got bits of old cement attached, then just come to him. Ask God, the master builder, to bed you into the walls of his building and allow him to find in you just the right place to be built together with the other living stones. Maybe you know you were lifted and put in place quite a while ago. Maybe for the first time you feel you want to be built into this amazing spiritual house for God. Or perhaps you feel the need to be shifted back into position and repointed. Share that with the living stones around you here in Kings. And when you join with them, and as you come to him, know with confidence that you are held securely in place by Jesus, the precious cornerstone capstone, and you are the perfect fit to be a living stone where God chooses to dwell by his Spirit.